Welcome back to the News at One. Well, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a visit to one of the war's fiercely contested front lines in the city of Bakhmut today, around 90 kilometres north of Donetsk. He gave awards to troops, and his visit comes at the same time as Russian President Vladimir Putin travelled to the Belarusian capital Minsk to hold talks with Kremlin ally Alexander Lukashenko. Before we came on air, I spoke to Emmanuel Chez, correspondent with German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, and I asked her about the significance of President Zelensky's visit to the front line.
Well, it's highly significant for Ukrainians to see their president going on the front line. Right now, Bakhmut is very much a hotspot in this war. It is being shelled constantly. You have to imagine the amount of destruction in that town. And of course, because it's being fought for intensely, the fact that the Ukrainian president put his life in danger to go see soldiers. He also gave away medals to soldiers on the front line. Well, that's really sends out a strong signal for Ukrainians first, but also for the rest of the world.
And Bakhmut, tell us, is that really the focus of where the military action is at the moment?
Yes, at the moment, as I was saying, there's a lot of shelling going on day in, day out. Every minute of the day, you have something falling from the sky, missiles going over. You know, most of the population has fled. But of course, in those areas where fighting happens, you still have civilians who cannot make their way out because they're too old, because they're sick, because their relatives are there. So it's a very, very dire situation for them. And it's definitely one of the hotspots at the moment.
Now, meanwhile, President Putin has been meeting Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, in Minsk. What is expected from those talks, or what's the significance of them?
Well, of course, from the Russian and Belarusian side, both presidents say that it was not, they didn't talk about the war. That's something they didn't say, they didn't talk about in the press conference. They said it was, a visit to deepen economic ties, collaboration between the two countries, with Lukashenko even calling Vladimir Putin, his older brother, you know, Belarus's older brother. So it was very much a PR operation for the two of them. But of course, we can imagine that behind closed doors, of course, war must have been a topic, because Belarus has been used as a base for the Russian army since day one.
And is there any renewed concern in Ukraine that that front from Belarus, in terms of Russian troops coming back to that front of attack towards Kyiv, may be in play again?
Well, there's definitely concern that Belarus might serve as a base once again for a terrestrial invasion of Ukraine. You know, Ukraine forces, Ukraine authorities warned that Russia might be preparing a new offensive, a new ground offensive that could come from the north, from the south, but also from the Belarusian territory. And we already see that there's a lot of movement of Russian troops in Belarus. Also, every time there's an air raid alert over Ukraine, there's also, planes taking off from Belarus airbase. So there is that concern that Belarus will, is very much part of this war and might intensify its cooperation with Moscow in that regard.
Now, you mentioned those attacks, and obviously cities like Kyiv, where you are, have been bearing the brunt of those attacks, particularly when it comes to key infrastructure and the power system. What are conditions like on the ground across the country?
Well, to give you an idea, I'm here in the capital, Kyiv, and 80% of people still don't have access to electricity. They also don't have hot water. They don't have heating. You have to imagine that we have sub-temperatures at the moment. So it's getting, it's quite difficult for the population. Most people are working in shops where they still, where there are generators. They're also working in the subway. So it is very hard. And it's not just one attack and then you have to fix that. It is one attack and then 2 days later, there's another one and another one. And now there's not only missiles, but there's also kamikaze drones, which are hitting key infrastructures. People, workers are really working around the clock to fix it. And they are doing the best. But of course, it's a very, very difficult situation. And the winter is just being very, very tough for Ukrainians right now.